Concours Agricom 2009, épreuve orale d'anglais. Texte numéro 5. Food needs fundamental rethink. A sustainable global food system in the 21st century needs to be built on a series of new fundamentals, according to a leading food expert. Tim Lang warned that the current system, designed in the 1940s, was showing structural failures, such as astronomic environmental costs. The new approach needed to address key fundamentals like biodiversity, energy, water, and urbanisation, he added. Professor Lang is a member of the UK government's newly formed Food Council. Essentially, what we're dealing with at the moment is a food system that was laid down in the 1940s, he said. It followed on from the Dust Bowl in the US, the collapse of food production in Europe, and starvation in Asia. At the time, there was clear evidence showing that there was a mismatch between producers and the needs of consumers. Professor Lang from City University, London, added that during the post-war period, food scientists and policymakers also thought increasing production would reduce the cost of food, while improving people's diets and public health. But by the 1970s, evidence was beginning to emerge that the public health outcomes were not quite as expected, he explained. Secondly, there were a whole new set of problems associated with the environment. 30 years on, and the world was now facing an even more complex situation, he added. The level of growth in food production per capita is dropping off, even dropping, and we've got huge problems ahead, with an explosion in human population. Professor Lang lists a series of new fundamentals, which he outlined during a speech he made as the president-elect of charity Garden Organic, which will shape future food production, including oil and energy. We have an entirely oil-based food economy, and yet oil is running out. The impact of that on agriculture is one of the drivers of the volatility in the world food commodity markets. Water scarcity. One of the key things that I have been pushing is to get the UK government to start auditing food by water, Professor Lang said, adding that 50% of the UK's vegetables are imported, many from water-stressed nations. Biodiversity. Biodiversity must not just be protected, it must be replaced and enhanced. But that is going to require a very different way of growing food and using the land. Urbanisation. Probably the most important thing within the social sphere. More people now live in towns than in the countryside. In which case, where do they get their food? Professor Lang said that in order to feed a projected 9 billion people by 2050, policymakers and scientists face a fundamental challenge. How can food systems work with the planet and biodiversity rather than raiding and pillaging it? Furthermore, the British consumer today has got to understand that when they make a choice, they are making a statement about what sort of society and farming they are supporting. Fin du texte numéro 5.